Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer. This is a bonus episode of the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm Gaz, and in the studio for an extra time, it's the Torture Chamber Taylor.
Yeah, Gaz.
Yeah, man, this is kind of the extra for the Halloween show, part one. Yeah, so this is part 1.1. So episode 12.1, part 1.1. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Well, you don't have to call it that, just call it Never a Straight Answer.
Extra.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, that was easy.
So
this is a, we're talking to you from the past.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
And this
is a few days,
so we'll release this midweek and we'll get it. This is a podcast that we just kind of, it's all the extra bits that we didn't have time for, and considering this was a pretty chock-a-block information-wise episode, we've got quite a lot to cover today.
We've
got a bit of news, Taylor choking there. We've got the bit of news, we've got entertainment news that we didn't have time for, and we had to abandon. And also, we've got a quality top 10.
We have indeed. You're not wrong there.
So, yeah, man. So, what was the first bit of news that we've got?
Right. Oh, well, it's a bit of a funny one, actually.
Oh, we like this. It is a little lighty. It is. We'll go on.
Well, you know, Canada has legalised weed.
Yeah, man.
Over the last couple of days.
They're pretty righteous people.
Yeah.
Well, they've kind of had it as a decriminalisation in a lot of places in Canada.
Yeah, because they couldn't control it, basically.
And obviously they had that card where you had to go in and you had to be kind of prescribed it by your doctor.
Yeah.
Well, now it's been totally legalised, hasn't it? So you can pop down the shops.
Yeah.
Anyone.
And get it smoking.
Totally, man.
Ask a copper for a light.
Yeah, serious. That's really good. Well, they have got a pot leaf on the flag.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, got totally involved with the cannabis. I mean, it's like you wonder why, like, other countries don't follow suit, but. So what's
can earn $6.5 billion if we did it tomorrow.
Well, I said this when we went into recession. It'd just be a case of like.
Pay off our debt, man.
We'd pay off the debt in a couple of days.
Yeah, fucking hell yeah.
Yeah, so,
definitely will.
So what's the situation in Canada then?
Well, the situation in Canada is 2 days after they legalised it, they've run out. Yeah, they've run out basically.
Everyone's gone mad for it, haven't they?
Shops have had to ask the police to guard their shops because there's that many people.
Well, they think they're holding out on them.
That's basically what it is. You would have thought, you know what? We're going to ask the Queen because we're the country that makes the majority of it.
Yeah.
In poundage, we could send them a shitload. I don't see why not.
We've got to build the economy up somewhere, haven't we? So I suppose, we have got kind of hemp farms in the UK.
40 billion, not a lot of people some your way. There's our debt paid
Not
up.
A lot of people know that.
No, but it's true. Biggest by pound, by far. By far.
So basically, like they've
we've already. Got
The fact that the Canadians they're quite they like the hockey, they like a drink and a chicken wing.
Yeah,
right.
A bit of hunting, isn't
you know, it? And you know, some comes along where they're like, yeah, what? I'm allowed to smoke weed?
Yeah.
Oh, quality. I mean, and they've all just gone fucking apeshit for it, haven't they?
They've been, instead of just smoking it when they've done everything and everything's chilled out.
Yeah, I know.
Smoking it as soon as they get up in the morning.
They're probably smoking it at work. I mean, they must be like, fair enough. It's like, you know, alcohol's legal to an extent, but there's still rules about getting pissed up and going to your job.
Probably started up smoking over there again.
What? How do you more
you
people?
You know, like we've cut down.
Yeah, we've got smoking bans, so it's probably kind of like cut our kind of the people who smoke down. But by legalising the weed,
it's gone right up. These bleeding peace pipes. Forget that.
They just say, "Oh, well, nah, I just bong it."
Yeah.
I just go straight lazy.
THC.
The amount of kind of like since the weed's been kind of a bit more seen as. A medicine, the kind of the science what's gone into the preparation of cannabis now, it's just mind blowing the amount of edibles, and like different waxes sorts. And heaps and all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's available.
Crazy.
So I mean, you can only imagine what like they're doing in labs with it. You know, yeah. And if it's supposed to have the properties that it does, then it's maybe it's the key to
get one
key
where
to stuff.
Shitloads more THC grows on it. Then you don't need as much in there, do you?
Yeah, well,
you'd
still end up putting the same amount in.
Well, nah, because you say plantation.
And this is why Canada ran out.
Well, yeah.
Because they all went doing blunts.
Yeah, it used to be a desert until they all started planting trees.
Yeah.
Look at it now.
That's it. Mounties running around.
Could be Britain now.
Yeah.
Could be Britain in a couple of years.
Yeah. Green with the smell of green.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful days.
Let's make Britain green again.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, make Britain green again. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good slogan.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, well, I want a fiver every time someone says that now. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so any more news?
Britain's just sent up a rocket.
Cool, everyone's sending rockets up at the moment, man. I was wondering when Britain was going to get on the bandwagon. Where's our rocket going?
Ours is going around the Earth.
Yeah.
And then stretching out towards Venus.
Yeah.
And then going to hit Mercury.
Oh, right, so they're going to Mercury.
Yeah.
So,
basically,
as I understand it, Mercury is the closest planet to the Sun.
It is, you're
and
right.
And then
there.
It's got a core of molten iron.
There's a weird thing about it. It shouldn't have as much iron than it does.
I would imagine that it would be quite a baked planet, do you know what I mean?
Because definitely, you know. But there's still questions about we haven't really checked it out, but it's the same with Venus. We haven't really checked Venus out.
Well,
they seem to be this.
No. I've got. They don't tell you that they're checking out, but it's like they always draw attention to Mars and other planets. But there's Venus that they never talk about, and probably Venus has probably got more in common with the Earth than any of the others. I think I've seen something they were saying like when they sent a probe to Venus, it was like a snapshot of our evolutionary soup. Primordial atmosphere.
Well, the actual atmosphere, if we was on there, we could live in the clouds. Close, like, it's like the stuff going on that, like...
So we'd have to live above, kind of in the middle of the atmosphere in order to kind of live, but
Fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm saying, though, it's like there's so much that they do know about the planet.
Yeah,
but they never kind of sort of... publicise it. They never publicise it, do they? So
they don't. Well, it's a 7-year mission.
Here on a 7-year mission to map uncharted space.
5 billion miles he's gonna go.
Who's
to Mercury?
5 million. How is it manned?
No. Basically, it's two probes, one from Europe and one from Japan. And what it's gonna do is it's gonna orbit the planet and then. To do like its scientific test.
Right, okay, the amount of probes that we send out into space stands to reason that if there is anything out there, they're going to run into a probe, if not us.
Well, yeah, have you ever heard of Dark Knight?
Yeah, the Dark Knight satellite.
Yeah.
Right, now, I always had a thing about that, do you know, what was he called now, he was in Carl Sagan, right? Carl Sagan lobbied for this kind of information to be sent out into space.
Yeah.
Or by probe.
Yeah.
Right. And it contained like music and art.
Voyager and Voyager 2?
It had the gold disc on it,
didn't
it?
Voyager
and Voyager
2. Carl
Sagan got that on there, right?
Yeah.
But it also had like man's DNA code
and stuff like that.
That was a bad idea, mate.
Yeah,
you just say,
totally
here's our weaknesses and here's how to kill us and here's our vulnerabilities.
Well, they haven't really gone anywhere.
That's never been found?
One of the probes has just literally hit the edge of our... solar system, and he's just about to enter into the Kuiper Belt.
There's one which
but that's
is,
the second one.
No, that's thingy, isn't it? That's I remember the name of this one. It's actually gone through the Kuiper Belt. It's
Horizon.
It is Horizon's
gone through.
New
as well.
Horizons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're actually expected to come across a new celestial body at Christmas, yeah. I think we were talking about.
Yeah. Nibiru.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody.
Well, yeah, actually, no.
No, because that should be
now.
Already by Jupiter by yeah. now. I was just about yeah. to say that.
Yeah, so, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So. No, but, this celestial body, they don't know what it is, but they expect it's going to be some sort of planet. And if that's... But they've actually suspected that there was other planets beyond the Kuiper Belt anyway, and they're still part of our little...
Yeah, click, because they just now found a solar system with three massive planets.
It's crazy, actually, if you think about it, because the whole solar system's like, if you look at it like on a scan or something where you saw every asteroid that's orbiting and the Kuiper Belts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're actually kind of domed, so we're already kind of covered.
True.
You know, we're kind of in a sphere of rubble.
NASA's said that there's, in the next couple of weeks, there's three meteorites that are coming close between us and the moon. Really,
yeah,
really
there's
close.
That one skull, the pumpkin, the skull one, or the skull pumpkin. Asteroid. That's that is that actually going to kind of come close enough that we're going to be able to see it? We talked about this on a previous episode.
So, yeah.
We do talk about a lot of stuff on this episode. I seem to say that quite a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, we cover everything, don't we? So
yeah.
What are the other meteorites that are going to be coming? So
I can't remember what the names were of the other two.
And have they got any sort of specs on how close it's going to get?
Well, think of it this way. Between us and the moon, it's
13
miles to come out of our planet. Right.
Is that all it is? 13 miles out?
Yeah.
Seriously, I cycle that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to cycle up there.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem that far, really, if you think about it.
No, not really, but you'd have a hard time breathing.
That's
your main issue.
Well, obviously, I'd have to fit myself up with some sort of some apparatus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it's 250 miles to the nearest... to where the satellites are.
Right.
And it's 250.
So that's the outer
2,500 miles to the moon. So it's going to be between us and the moon. So it's going to be between 20 and 15, I'd imagine.
Right. Okay.
So well, should I say, 20. What the
About 20 miles, right.
it's going to be in between, but it's going to be... It should be in between, but they're saying that there is a possibility that they could hit, but that it's unlikely.
Have a look into it and find the maps.
Yeah, well, it'd be getting closer.
Yeah.
Well, these satellites...
That's me asking questions that we're not prepared for.
That's true.
Sorry.
But I knew a little bit on
it. Sweet.
The project is going to cost, which has cost, $14 billion. And basically these two... craft are going to orbit around it and give us some data, basically.
So when are they expected to receive some data on it? Is it just kind of like...
it's going to be about 8-9 years.
Yeah, they do seem to take that long, don't they?
They have 5 billion miles to go.
Well, they should, you know, I mean...
Is it going to take 7 years
to get
there?
Have you noticed that we're sending up a lot of probes at the minute? We've got a lot of, things landing
on... we need to do that.
...on meteorites. We've got... Of course we do,
but there's
a lot
of it that's closed down.
Why do you think there's such a rush?
Well, I think you know my theory on that one. Nibiru.
Well,
there's something going on out there. We don't know what it is.
Well,
we're not
fair,
being told what's going on.
If it's a kind of like if there is bunkers and stuff, the likes of us probably won't get in there. Yeah.
No. So, well, actually, I seen a list years ago about if a disaster ever hit the planet on the British file. Who do you reckon's at the top of the pile?
Prime Minister.
No.
Who? Queen.
No.
Go on then.
Apart from all of them have been dealt with, and you've got
then
20%
list.
Have been saved. Now the other 80%.
What,
who,
like, what
out of
profession?
Origin, like,
are we talking what profession?
Yeah, who would they take on?
A doctor.
Who's at the top of the... No.
Police?
No.
I don't know.
Builder.
Oh yeah, obviously. There's
Well, this builder is at the top.
That's
of the list.
Thing. It's always like if people are always going to need basic necessities like plumbing. Electrics is one of those things that you can live without. Yeah, right.
But well, you won't be able to do anything on the ground without a builder.
Exactly. Right. Well,
doctor's going to be no use.
Well, not necessarily, because if they've built it all they need is maintenance.
Well, no. Let's say it starts collapsing or something goes wrong. Then meteorite's going to hit it.
Well, they'd have structural engineers, wouldn't they? They'd have smart, intelligent people. Yeah.
Well, you'll need the builder to actually do it.
Right. Fair dues.
Yeah.
So, I can buy that. Yeah. Who's next then?
Who's next what?
Well, who's next in the social class? I mean, so what, is it just going to be a load of politicians doctors. And builders?
No, then it's going to be doctors, then it's going to go down into...
Into, yeah, so like dentists. So what I'm getting at is, on one hand, it's good that they go in and look, the everyman, like, not all the everyman, but like the space agencies are looking for alternate routes, if that is the case.
Well, what they should have been doing is sorting another fucking place for us to go in case something does go wrong with this planet.
Yeah, but they've been
sat on their ass because what they've been doing.
But
is
again, it's like
New World Order's been taking it over. That's
no,
why.
No, I think in terms of colonization, then they'll always be looking to expand the human race and take it out into the stars.
Not at this rate,
but. Yeah, but no matter what, even if a handful of us get off this planet and find another planet to live on, the human race has survived. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the chances of that happening now are zero.
And they're probably changing
to
something else.
Zero.
And I know there's people out there that don't believe in evolution, but
Yeah, well, I don't believe in evolution.
You don't know. You don't know. So.
There's too many big parts.
No. Well, we've discussed this about evolution, but you can believe in evolution to a point. And then you can start believing in your ancient alien theories.
Well, it depends what you categorise as evolution.
Well,
if
no,
it's categorising moving from one species to another, to another, to another, to another, to another.
Well, I had a bit of a mind-blowing one today, actually. Mm. Right, they say pigs are more similar to humans, right, in terms of organs and stuff, right? Yeah. Now, maybe...
We use hearts now.
Maybe, right, it wasn't the monkeys we evolved from after
You're
all.
You're saying we're pigs?
It was pigs. Right, and that's why certain religions don't eat them, because it's tantamount of cannibalism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the real reason.
Don't be saying that, I like my bacon bunny, man.
Tell me about it. But, right, if we found out about it, it'd be fucking horrible. So, they keep it a secret and go, we're monkeys.
There's more chance of a monkey.
We're close to monkeys, mate. We're close to monkeys. We're not pigs, honest.
Yeah, but we're even
maybe
closer.
That's a controversial fucking thing.
Yeah, then.
Yeah, it's a mind-blowing thing. I don't want to put you off your bacon sarnie, but it made me think.
You know why? Because even closer than a pig.
I blew my own mind on that one.
Even closer to a pig in DNA structures is a snail and a worm.
Really? So we're even closer to a snail or a worm.
Exactly. So what about the effects of that?
Well, does that not say that we're all from the same thing?
No, because like I've said before, 30% of the DNA structure is being taken out there and not talked about.
Ooh, well.
So you've only got a certain amount.
And that is the bit that says we're pigs.
Yeah, that. Well,
so,
Yeah, could say we were fucking elephants, but
could be.
You know what I mean?
Well, you've got big ears, so...
Well, but you've got a big nose.
Well, we've got something else. Yeah, anyway. So, I've got any more news? Or is that it for the news?
That's it, my sunshine. It lifted off at 2:45 a.m. UK time in France. So we're in about 8 years now.
It should land in and we should find out.
Well,
so
we
in 8 years
some data
time,
at least.
We'll give you an update.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we will remember.
If we're still here and the aliens haven't took us for slaves.
Oh, Nibiru hasn't crashed and killed us off.
That's it, that's perfectly feasible idea.
Well, I've got some entertainment news.
Ooh, entertainment news.
I don't know. We might need to get some jingles made.
Jingles?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, it is nearly Christmas.
No, not like Christmas ornaments. Like I'm talking like
Christmas songs.
Actual jingles that say Entertainment news, that type of stuff. Anyway, I've got off track because our entertainment news this week's Halloween based, so we're going back to the spooky music.
Spooky.
Saying that though, I would have expected there was to be a lot more movies on at the cinema for Halloween.
But it's not Halloween yet.
No, I think the movies, everyone's concentrating on superhero movies and they don't really make...
Well, yeah, it's a new genre for that
kind of
stuff.
It is Halloween.
Stuff,
I mean, so what's out? I mean, I've been looking to see what's out for the entertainment bit, and Halloween is the only film that seems to be on at the cinema.
You're joking. How many times has that been made?
Yeah, well, this one's a direct sequel from the original 1978 original film. It's going to be ignoring the other films that come after, I think, number two.
Right, yeah, right? Like Jason and shit.
So, yeah, so this is going to be Mike Myers again. It's going to be starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sex on Legs.
It should be good, that, actually. But it's already out. It came out on the... the 19th of October it came out. So,
it's already out?
Yeah, it's just come out, but... I'm not sure how it's going to come across. Like you say, they've made so many sequels and remakes.
That's right. To be honest, horrors and that, they don't... I don't enjoy them no more because what actually is coming up.
Do you know what I really like? Slasher films. Because I've got this thing about monsters in films, right? There was a film I saw years ago called The Faculty, right? And it was like a body snatcher type film.
Right.
Where the aliens or something... was making the whole school that weird, right? And there was this drug dealer kid.
Did it have like spikes coming out of it?
You didn't really see anything like that at first. It was just like they went zombified and started kind of like going into unison and like a hive mind sort of thing.
Yes.
And there was a kid there who was like selling like amphetamines.
Yeah.
Right? And during a scuffle, he stabs one of these people with the... amphetamines in it, and he ends up shriveling up, and that's a way of killing them. Yeah, and he works out that they're not human.
Yeah,
right. It's a great film up until a girl jumps. Spoiler alert! Jumps into a swimming pool, and as when she emerges out of the swimming pool, she's turned into a big monster. Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. Right. So I was like, spoil the film. So I'm not a fan of monsters, like in that sense of the word. Right.
Yeah.
I like monster movies,
but don't try and be a
body snatcher horror sort of movie when you're actually going to introduce an alien monster.
Yeah, but they're trying to mix match, aren't they? Trying to get thrillers as well.
Whereas
as
you
horror
find like slasher movies where it's kind of a psycho, you can kind of believe that could happen in real life. That's more scary.
Has happened. Scream, does happen.
Scream was like good for its day.
For its day, it was, yeah.
So what I'm suggesting is, instead of going cinema this year for Halloween, stay in and watch some classics.
You know what? That ain't a bad idea, that. Because you can't beat the old classics, man.
And I think it's out on download as well as Blu-ray and DVD and probably on Sky.
Yeah, they made a new hit, didn't they?
The new It, yeah, and that was pretty good, apparently. So
was it, right?
Yeah,
I remember the old one.
Might watch
big
that.
Forehead.
But now... That was the end of entertainment news.
Oh,
and carrying on the Halloween theme, we've got the top 10 most haunted buildings
in the world.
In the UK.
Yeah, which is in the world to us. Oh, don't you scare me.
At number 10, the Tower of London.
Tower of London?
Yep, it boasts quite a few ghosts. It boasts...
And a bit of jewellery
as
well.
A few ghosts.
I believe.
Yeah, and a few jewellery. It's rumoured to have the ghost of Henry V.
Oh,
and
right.
The wife of Henry V.
Yes.
A bear ghost.
Bear?
Yep. And the nurse of Prince Edward, who's often been seen roaming around
in the tower. What's she doing there?
Just hanging about. All these ghosts just chillaxing.
Just chillaxing around there.
Well, this is
waiting
it.
Waiting for the queen to turn up so they can frighten
If you were a ghost, right, and you came across another ghost.
Yeah.
Would you kind of like... That's why all these ghosts hang around together.
Why? So they can communicate together?
Yeah, potentially.
More power?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Well, at number 9, The Cheltenham Torture Chamber.
Oh.
That's it. Oh, there's Chillingham Torture Chillingham. Chamber. Yeah, and that's in the north of England, in Chillingham Castle. The Chillingham Castle Park has a torture chamber filled with ghosts.
Yes.
And it's supposed to have the Scottish soldiers from the early wars who were tortured there.
So they ain't going to be very happy there. You don't want to go in there then.
Well, no, they're supposed to have been really kind of disruptive and complain that they didn't have iron brew.
They go off the red if they don't have no iron brew. If you feed them a carrot, that's it. They fuck you up with the carrot. They sharpen the fucker.
Number 8, the Glasgow Necropolis is.
Oh.
Where it's rumoured to be haunted as well as having vampires.
Vampires?
There's been reports of voices coming from the gravestones and shadowy figures lurking around. A necropolis is kind of one of those
weird
sort of burial freaky chambers, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're saying like vampires were lurking around in them, in these ones. In Glasgow? Yeah. I'm in Glasgow next. January, I think, at some point.
I bet it's when the pubs are shutting.
I'm going to check out the necropolis. At number 7,
watch out for the mist.
The Hellfire Caves.
Hellfire Caves.
In West Wickham. There's been
Wickham, man.
Rocks thrown, loud growls, shadows, and dark figures, and even reports of temperature changes, which made people freak the fuck out. At number 6, Hampton Court. It's home to a few ghosts.
Henry VIII's old place.
Yeah, it is actually Henry VIII's house. It's had the Grey Lady, the Screaming Lady, Skeletor.
Skeletor?
Yeah.
What? Where's E-Man?
That's what I was going to say. He's so money supermarket. He's probably in his moved house.
Yeah, E-Man's moved next door.
And they've even been seeing the ghosts in the daytime.
Oh,
so
see.
There's been multiple sightings. I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
At number 5, 30 East Drive, Yorkshire.
Oh, Yorkshire.
The most violent poltergeist in Europe.
Oh shit.
Right, this is a bit fucked up, right? It's been known for burning skin of people who've been in the house, throwing knives and heavy objects.
Oh shit.
And people who visit have left traumatised. And the owner has actually refused to go there now. He won't even step foot in the building.
Oh shit.
So, yeah.
You could sell tickets, man.
You could just sell your house.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay there, but you don't have to.
Some prisoners in there or something. There you are. Won't be a bad boy no more, will you, son?
There you go, G4S. Yeah. Just send we'll open some prisons in some haunted houses.
Yeah.
Traumatise the prisoners into scared straight.
It won't fuck about again, though, will they? Really, when they're walking out there with burn marks and fucking streaks of blood down the side of them or something.
At number 4, Tatton Old Hall. Is that Tatton Park?
I believe so.
This is pretty funny. At number 4, it's the Tatton Old Hall, the Grumpy Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Has basically been in there since the 16th century.
Oh, shit.
He's been knocking.
Must be tired.
Knocking around, and he takes a disliking to female visitors.
Oh, right.
And he's believed to be the ghost of the old groundskeeper. And he was said to be a grumpy sod that no one liked even when he was alive.
Shame.
Yeah.
So he's haunting everyone because he was a fucker.
Because he was a grumpy fuck, and now he's a grumpy fucking death.
Fair dues, he can do what he likes. He's like, he's a ghost,
I'm going to haunt you. Number 3, 50 Berkeley Square, one of the most haunted homes in London, and home to a ghost of a woman reported to be able to scare you to death. Actually scare you to death. And one report of a nobleman staying in the property and became paralyzed and was able to talk. Now, we were talking about that thingy, weren't we?
Deep sleep when after 5 hours of going,
it's called the old hag syndrome.
Yeah,
and it's when you kind of get like you wake up when you're in that paralyzed state.
Yeah, and so he starts seeing stuff and starts
maybe that could have been something like that, but this is...
Possible, but he sounds old as well because an old...
Nobleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but,
that sounds
Yeah,
like,
but that doesn't... It's not a modern thing, and it's not just something that's occurring in modern time. It would have occurred all them time, throughout history, and maybe they didn't have an explanation for it. And yeah. then now... They've had a bit more modern science and psychology on it.
Yeah.
That they've worked out that this old hag syndrome is actually just a psychology. It's something that's going on in your head because you're half asleep and your brain's between.
Well, we still think we know everything and we know absolutely fuck all.
But if it's a nobleman, then, and he sees this witch and he's woke up paralysed, that says to me that he's came down with that.
Yeah, I've got
to agree with
you
in
that one.
Potentially, I can only go off logic. Yeah. But, well, at number two, 39 D Grey Street, the second most haunted house in the UK.
Oh.
Most only ever stay 4 days.
4 days, not
yeah,
stayed any longer.
Most anyone's ever stayed there because they get assaulted by throwing knives, people being dragged out of bed, heavy
Something
objects
that.
Being launched around the property. So most people just bail.
Sleeping bag and a fucking yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
See what happens then.
Well, it's like what's it in it? One of those kind of old 1970s shows where it's like, hey, there's a haunted house over there.
Yeah,
let's
go
spend the night. Like, it's like why?
Nothing's gonna happen. To me. You're talking bear waffle, son.
Yeah.
Bear waffle.
Well, at number one,
bear crumpet
in the most haunted. Buildings in the UK is Glamis Castle, the ghost lady with no tongue.
How the fuck does she talk to you then?
This is one of the most haunted castles in the UK, or if not the most haunted castle in the UK, and it's the home to over 20 spirits, they reckon, and there's been
vodka,
reports
rum,
of
gin.
They boast a full bar, but it's not complimentary.
It's in Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's found a bit of...
No, I'm not. Is this one in Scotland? I'm not sure.
I think so. Well, I couldn't be 100%, but it sounds Scottish to me. So,
well, they say there's
believe.
Over 20 ghosts knocking around, spirits. There's been reports of banging doors, knocking, shadow, standard stuff.
Yeah.
But this seems to be more prolific in the sense that there's too many ghosts. Too many ghosts.
So many.
Where the Ghostbusters at? Where the Busters at?
Yeah, there's a new job.
Never cross the streams.
There's a new job. We could send that in New Europe. What? Where the Ghostbusters.
The Ghouly Ghostbusters, man.
The Ghouly Ghostbusters.
We'll come in and have a gander.
Yeah.
Well, we might learn
Tell
a few
me
things.
Psychotic.
Yeah, I want to learn a few things about ghost hunting anyway.
Well, why don't you join that agency?
I've got the SPR.
Yeah, that's the fella.
Check that out as well. I was meant to give that website. I think you just Google SPR. The Society for Psychical Research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the fella.
Check them out.
That's a bottle of gin.
That's it. And they're probably into the spirits as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, heavily.
And that's your top 10 for this week. And that's the top 10 most haunted buildings in the UK.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So, I hope that you enjoyed that. That was just pretty much everything. And we just wanted to throw that out. So,
We did.
And
we did.
Hopefully you'll look forward to our next episode, which is our part two of the Halloween extravaganza.
Yes.
And I think...
It'll be good.
Yeah.
You come in,
Jay. I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but we're going to keep on the sort of paranormal...
It plans come together.
Yeah.
Moping.
Do you know what?
Plans come together.
Right, I'm not even joking, right? We had a break between doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I can't believe we forgot to mention this, but they're going to think we're talking bollocks anyway.
Go for it.
Right. We were talking about the knocking from poltergeists.
Yeah.
And there was a knock in the house.
Yeah.
Right. So the Taylor's gone. I'm not even going to ask. He asked if there was anyone there. Yes, no.
Yes.
Not once, twice, blah, blah, yeah.
Yeah.
We
then
got,
what did you say?
I asked it if it was nice. It said, yeah it was nice.
Yeah, and I said, are you outside? Are you inside? And
it said, no.
No, yeah. And then, it's supposed to be nice, but we're going to question it some more, hopefully, next week.
Potentially, see what happens in it. Yeah. But I'm not trying to, I've got a sleeper.
I think Jay was knocking it.
Anyway, right, yeah.
Right.
Well, we're going to keep on the Halloween theme.
Tempo.
Tempo, yeah. Might even get the thriller dance out of Taylor next week.
Oh, he won't catch me dancing.
He's going to be down the street. I'm going to be talking to the ghosts. He's going to be hitting the spirits hard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, well, that's it for this extra episode of Never a Straight Answer. I hope you've enjoyed it. And
we have.
And we're basically, we'll catch you next week. Subscribe. You can get us on the email at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. Get us on Twitter at NASA_never. And Instagram at neverstraightanswer. What else? You can get us on all this normal stuff like Google Podcasts, iTunes. If you want to give us a 5-star or any star rating on there, that'd be cool.
Yeah, good one.
Comment.
That'd be great.
That'd be mint. What else? Get us on all them like Spotify and all the every podcast platform.
And
that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
Right, well, that's perfect then. Yeah. So, right, well, take it easy, guys, and peace out.
Peace out.